The Capital Development Authority, CDA, and the Metropolitan Corporation Islamabad, MCI have successfully extinguished the fire that broke out near Faisal Mosque in the Margalla Hills on Monday afternoon. CDA Chairman Muhammad Ali Rundawa oversaw the firefighting efforts, as confirmed by his spokesperson. A coordinated response was carried out by officers from the Islamabad administration, CDA's environment wing, and various other departments. Over 64 firefighters participated in the operation, with fire brigade vehicles specially deployed to manage the blaze. Thanks to the swift action by the CDA, the fire was contained before it could spread further. Following Chairman Rundawa's directives, additional teams have been set up to enhance surveillance and patrolling in the Margalla Hills, ensuring a more efficient monitoring system. Additionally, the number of personnel dedicated to firefighting efforts in the area has been increased to prevent future fire outbreaks. On the other hand, a fire that started during waterboarding near Kurangi Crossing on Saturday continues to burn even on the second day. The fire broke out when workers were drilling for a tube well at a depth of over 1,100 feet. KMC's chief fire officer, Humayun Khan, confirmed that the fire's intensity remains high, but experts believe it will eventually extinguish as the shallow gas burns out. The incident occurred in an uninhabited plot, with no reported injuries or property damage. Relevant agencies are investigating the type of gas reservoir underground. Commissioner Karachi Syed Hassan Naqvi, Mayor Murtaza Wahab, and other officials provided updates during a press conference, stating that firefighting teams and necessary personnel are still present at the site. The fire was caused by a mix of underground gas and water, and experts noted similar incidents have happened in the past. PRL Managing Director Saheed Mir added that the site is near an oil refinery, and such fires usually subside within 1 to 3 weeks once the gas depletes. Authorities are ensuring the area is secure and continue to monitor the situation.